You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Cleveland Browns single game tickets are available straight from the source on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app. Secure tickets to upcoming Cleveland Browns games against the Arizona Cardinals, the Baltimore Ravens, the Cincinnati Bengals, and the San Francisco 49ers by visiting ClevelandBrowns.com or the Browns mobile app right now. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. Matt, we just did our offensive grades. Let's take some phone calls and do our defensive grades.
Yep.
And still to come, we've got after further review, but we're going to go to the phone lines right now. We've got Anthony in California. Anthony, welcome to the show.
How you guys doing?
Good, man.
Good, man. How are you?
All right. My question is, Travis Benjamin has pretty much been our best offensive player all year. My question is, how come the Browns don't use him on kick returns as well as punt returns? Because I think if the ball is time to get a better opportunity to score, the more he has the ball in time. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
You got it.
Yeah, he brings up a good point, and I think kind of his comment kind of answers itself in my eyes, that Travis Benjamin is really your one solid weapon offensively. The one thing that you don't want to have happen is the overuse of a kickoff or him get hurt on a kickoff, and then you're left without your best player. And even though we saw the ball hit the ground, you know, and was ruled not a fumble, but I think running backs are much more of a secure ball handler. So I think, you know, Sean Drone, Duke Johnson might be the other guy. And then, you know, why not Justin Gilbert to give him an opportunity once a football game to run one out as well and get your bang for your buck?
Yeah, I'd like to see Gilbert do it so you're getting something out of him. I agree, and I've been told it's a slightly different skill set for kick returning and punt returning.
It is.
So that's got to be why they've decided that that's not his best position for this team. Jim in Akron, welcome to the show.
What's going on, fellas?
Good, man. How are you?
Very frustrated. You know, I had a few ideas. Hopefully, I can get some of them. One of them, we need this TMZ crap like we need a hole in the head. You know,
right?
It's like everybody's talking about, you know, Pett is going to get fired in that. You know, I think he's a better coach than he's showing so far. I think he needs to show some of that fieriness because we need continuity in our coaching staff. And, you know, some of our positions that were supposed to be positions of strength have been positions of weakness this year. I don't know what it is with Hayden. Like the first quarter of the season, like last year, he was getting beat like this, and then he really turned it around and showed his Pro Bowl ability. You know, hopefully he can do that, and we can get this line, you know, both lines need to step up. You know, I think we have too much talent on offensive line, and you know, I like how Danny Shelton's, you know, showing some fire, but we need some of the other guys to step up. You know, Kruger, I was expecting, you know, double digit, maybe 14 sacks, and I don't even know if he's got one. You know, I like Armani Bryant. Hopefully we step it up and make a difference because, you know, diehard Browns fan, and it makes a week crappy when we don't show up in games we should win, we just don't, you know.
You're right, and thank you very much for the call. And he brings up a good point. And Kevin Jones mentioned it. You mentioned it yesterday. Yes, you lost a football game. Okay, and you would love to turn the page today, tomorrow, onto San Diego. If you had something palpable, something solid to hang on to is, well, we ran the football, but, you know, our receivers couldn't get open, or Josh was really good, but our defense couldn't stop it. You're kind of lost because you what is your identity right now? You know, you have to improve in so many facets of the football game. And as I mentioned yesterday, you lost all three. Every coordinator has a laundry list of things that they need to evaluate and fix in a week's time to be able to turn that over into a potential victory on the road across country. And that's the hardest pill to swallow for me. If one group played well, you know, the pass rush got there, but the DBs couldn't make the plays, or, you know, the linebackers were active and didn't miss any tackles, and the DBs, you know, made some plays, but there was no pass rush. There's no push and pull. It's all you know, it's all pushing right now. We're just, you know, pushing all the cards over the other side and just taking it. And that is not Cleveland Browns football. That is not playing like a Brown. And that's the hardest pill to swallow, being sitting in this chair talking about this football team right now.
Yeah, there's nothing to come out and say we're going to hang our hat on. And hopefully that changes and you feel better about it. I think we got excited about the pass rush against Tennessee, and all of a sudden it was non-existent this week against the Raiders. So let's go through the defensive grades. We'll get back to the phones. We got after further review as well. But let's go defensive line. Start with that unit there.
Defensive line, and a lot of the reason why this grade might not be as low is because Danny Shelton continues to get the head coach's rave reviews in his press conference. When he talks about defenders, he talks about the play of Armonte Bryant and the play of Danny Shelton. And otherwise, he went negative. So for that reason, I'm going to get the play of the defensive line a C-. They should develop some type of pass rush. But I think I don't know how much of this run game until I get to see that end zone copy, you know, on the NFL Game Pass to see where are the shortcomings of us stopping the run, because I think some of it is on the edges.
Yeah, some of it's on the edges. I'm going to give the defensive line a D, because if Danny Shelton's playing that well and taking up a double team, that means other people should be making plays and winning one-on-one matchups, and they didn't do that in the run game, nor did they do it in the passing game. Not one quarterback hit, not one sack in this game. So I'm sorry, it's got to get better. And if Danny Shelton played that well, then everybody else should be playing significantly better, because they're hitting one-on-one, and they were not doing that.
No.
All right, linebackers.
Linebackers, and I take it, you know, kind of personal, because I am a linebacker, and I thought Tony Grossi made the greatest point yesterday on a call-in that he did on the Really Big Show, and I made mention of that same comment. In a 3-4 defense, your linebackers need to be studs. You know, you have your guy that is your rush guy and gets all the sacks, and your other guy, if he can play well enough and develop into a pass rusher, reaps the benefit of success opposite of your guy that's very successful, you know, DeMarcus Ware, Von Miller. In my case, it was Sean Merriman, Sean Phillips. One guy's really, really good, gets a lot of attention. The other guy starts to make plays in those one-on-one situations. And then, as you saw last night, Clay Matthews moves around a lot. That middle dog cross, those inside cross dogs that a lot of teams in a 3-4 defense run, it's nowhere for us. There's no penetration. We're getting picked up by backs. We're getting occupied by backs, allowing quarterbacks like Marcus Mariota and Derek Carr to get rid of the football quick and on time. So I'm going to say D-.
I'm going to say D again. It seems to me that in a 3-4, your outside guys need to be able to get to the quarterback. They haven't done that very effectively yet, and certainly didn't against the Oakland Raiders. Your inside guys have to be able to cover, but also
tackle.
You tackle. You need one, and you need a thumper. And then you need the guy who cleans up and makes the plays. And right now, I think you got two guys who, quote unquote,
and we've got one hurt in question.
And we got one in question. Craig Robertson is probably the most thumper-like of the bunch at the linebacker position. So this group, it's got to do better. All right, let's go to the secondary.
Secondary.
I almost want to divide it. I almost want to divide the secondary. I thought Tremont and Pierre. I thought Tremont especially. Pierre.
Well,
was
how about
as
we
well.
Do it like this? Let's do corners and safeties.
Okay,
that's the fairest way to do it. And I thought, again, you said Pierre and Tremont played good.
Yeah,
and Joe struggled.
Yeah.
So I would say that's a C- from your corners.
I'd say for what we expected, though, from them, it's still way below average. So, yeah, I'll give it a D+.
C-, D+. That's okay. Fine. And from our safeties, I'm expecting plays to be made by our safeties, not missing tackles. And it's just very frustrating because if you look around the league, something that Troy Polamalu was the best at was when the ball got to the second level, he was running with his hair on fire and just whacking out the legs of that runner, and he was going down like a ton of bricks. I thought his ability to tackle in space is uncanny for a safety the way that he played with his hair on fire. And it's just not. I don't want to fail anybody. So I'm going to say D-. It's not good enough. You know, we're not in the windows. You know, we're missing tackles. And I know I don't want to tackle Latavius Murray in space. I don't want to tackle Amari Cooper in space. I don't want to cover him. It's not ideal, but you're a paid professional. Get him to the ground. You know, anticipate those throws. Anticipate the routes. And so it has so much not to do with the physical. I mean, minus maybe just the missed tackles, but just doing your job and play as a team.
Yeah, it's a D minus or it's an F, whatever it is. It's unacceptable. Too many missed tackles, too many blown assignments, not enough plays being made. It was bad. It was really, really bad. And they've got to do better. They're Pro Bowlers. They're the anchors of the defense, the last line of defense. And we're
this
giving
is the highest
up too
paid group in
plays.
The league.
Yes. So they've got to do better. They've got to do a better job than they did against the Raiders. Special teams, I thought Andy Lee and Travis Coons, I'll give them A's. I think they continue to do everything that is asked of them. I would say but you also have overall in the special teams, you knock it down because of the roughing the punter and the fumble.
D plus. So you take A's and two opportunities to just miss the punter and field the ball. And I mean, those are failing. Yep. And Coons and Andy Lee. Is Andy Lee leading the league in net punting right now?
He is number one in net punting.
Number one in net punting. And number two in gross.
47.
So you got to say, you know what, C minus?
Yeah, I give him a C.
Sure.
I give him a C.
There you go.
All right. When we come back, we're going to play a little after further review. We'll also hear some of your phone calls on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.